Welcome, welcome, welcome to the March 20th Mesa City Council meeting. I want to excuse Mayor Giles, who is absent. We want to begin with an invocation by the very Reverend James Coles from St. Ignatius Antiochian Orthodox Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Chris Glover. Please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O Heavenly King, O Comfort of the Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasured blessing, giver of life, come and abide in us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Be mindful, O Lord, of our President, all civil authorities, armed forces, and of Mesa, in which we live and work, and of every city and land. Grant us peaceful times, that we may lead a calm and tranquil life in all godliness and sanctity. We know we can do nothing without your guidance and help. Assist us, we pray. Direct our city council, our Mayor John, our Vice Mayor David, the council members Mark, Jeremy, Ryan, Christopher, and Kevin, to divine wisdom and power, that they may accomplish the task of governing our city and whatever they may undertake to do faithfully and diligently according to thy will, so that it may be profitable to them and all the citizens, to the glory of thy holy name, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to ages of ages. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Reverend, and thank you, Mr. Glover. Let's welcome Kevin, who is going to read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Vice Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Medicine for the People, one-day charitable event, Saturday, March 25th, 1859 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for the Soccer Village Foundation, two-day charitable event, Saturday, April 8th and Sunday, April 9th, 13303 South Ellsworth Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Catholic Church and School, one-day religious event, Saturday, March 25th, 141 North McDonald. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Asiana Market, 1135 South Dobson Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Drunken Tiger, 1954 South Dobson Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Sakai Sushi, 1017 South Gilbert Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Village Grill Patio, 11061 East Medina Avenue. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for electrical, lighting, and telecommunications equipment as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal contract for automotive lighting, mirrors, and safety supplies for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4C, act on five-year national cooperative contract for grounds maintenance equipment, parts, accessories, supplies, related services, and equipment for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for uninterruptible power supplies purchase, maintenance and repair services for the Water Resources and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal of term contract for furniture products and services, including design and installation services for the Business Services Department, including citywide use. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase six replacement trucks for the Police Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase one replacement sedan for the Police Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase six Chevrolet Tahoes for replacements and two additions for the Police Department. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for citywide telephone system maintenance for the Information Technology Department. Item 4J, act on contract to upgrade computer disk-based storage for the Police Department as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4K, act on contract to purchase replacement IT security management software for the Information Technology Department. Item 4L, act on a three-year term contract for dolly-mounted electronic driver feedback signs for the Transportation Department. Item 4M, act on one-year term contract for landscape refurbishment services for the Transportation Department. Item 4N, act on three-year term contract for utility adjustment services for the Transportation Department. Item 4O, act on contract for waterline, sanitary sewer, and gas main improvements. These projects are funded by the 2014 authorized water, gas, and wastewater bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Mesa Haas LP relating to construction of the railroad improvements between South Power Road and South Ellsworth Road. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a reimbursement agreement with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds LLC for reimbursement for regional well waterline improvements that are being required by Mesa in conjunction with a proposed residential development known as Eastmark, located at 5014 South Signal Butte Road. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement, accelerator business, and cancellation agreement of the Arizona Board of Regents for and on behalf of Arizona State University for the cancellation of the IGA as launch point. The Mesa Technology Accelerator has been relocated. Item 5D, act on resolution modifying commercial and residential fees and charges for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. The proposed changes are anticipated to have an overall minimal fiscal impact in fiscal year 17-18. Item 5E, act on resolution establishing and adopting a fee schedule for escort services licenses. The proposed changes are anticipated to have a minimal fiscal impact in fiscal year 17-18. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z17-001, the 1600 through 2000 blocks of North Ellsworth Road and the 9200 block of East McKellops Road, located on the east side of Ellsworth, south of McKellops. This is for a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding A16-002, annexing land on the 8800 through 8900 blocks of East Main Street, located south of Main Street and west of Ellsworth Road. This is initiated by the applicant. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z17-002, the 6400 through 6600 blocks of South Mountain Road and the 6400 through 6600 blocks of the South Signal Butte Road alignment, located west of Mountain Road and north of Pecos Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow for expansion of an existing industrial facility. Item 7B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Fujifilm Electronic Materials USA Incorporated to facilitate expansion of a manufacturing materials facility for the semiconductor industry located west of Mountain Road and north of Pecos Road. And item 8A, act on notice of intention to adjust utility rates and setting May 22nd, 2017 as the date of the public hearing. Vice Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on any of the items on the agenda?
No requests, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. Looks like we have a motion made by Councilmember Freeman and a second by Councilmember Glover. All those in favor of supporting the agenda, signify by saying vote A. And that's five, with Mayor Giles obviously absent. The consent is passed.
Six
people. Oh, it's six. I'm sorry, there's six people. Thank you. Thank you for that correction. Next item is, are there any citizens from that are interested in speaking?
Just a one speaker card, Vice Mayor.
It looks like we have Maddie Witt. Maddie, you want to step forward? Yes. Go ahead and tell me your name, your address, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Okay, so my name is Maddie Witt, and I'm representing the EcoCar 3 organization at the Polytechnic campus today. Address is on the blue card. I live in Santan Valley. I don't know if that matters. Anyway, so EcoCar 3 is a four-year competition with 16 schools being involved in North America. The challenge is to redesign a 2016 Camaro into a hybrid vehicle. We are supported by the U.S. Department of Energy, General Motors, and Argonne National Lab. It challenges students and prepares them for the real world. In order to be in the automotive industry, they have a 100% hiring rate since 2010 for those students being involved in this competition. I'm the communications manager for the program at Arizona State. One of my jobs is to let the influencers, our elected officials of our city, keeping them updated on what we are and like what we're doing. So again, we are redesigning a 2016 Camaro that we are currently in year three. Sorry. And what we are about to do is actually have our inspection this week, and the car is full functioning. It's in blended mode, just meaning it's running 100%, And we will be sending off in May to Milford, Michigan and Washington, D.C. to present and to hopefully bring back a couple things to win. And on top of that, as EcoCar 3, we emphasize on the STEM program diversity within the automotive industry specifically, but in engineering, and also to encourage students that are younger, so your 6th through 12th graders, to join in and understand that the STEM program is where we're going and where the technology is. So that's kind of just what I came here to talk about today, just to fulfill my requirements, but to keep you guys updated, and then hopefully we will be able to send out some information about when we're going to send out our vehicle.
Thank you, Ms. Witt. Appreciate the information. This concludes our meetings. Can I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, motion carries. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.